Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. News of a so-called super lice invasion has sent many parents into panic mode. To read social media, it seems like schools around Wisconsin are lousy with the little guys, which are seemingly immune to traditional forms of lice removal.
But local pediatrician Dr. Michael O'Reilly says that may not be true. He spoke with Lake Effect producer Joy Powers and told her what he thinks of the term super lice.
It's kind of a funny term because generally lice, you know, it makes lice sound a lot more dangerous than they are. They're really pretty innocent. They're uncomfortable. They're itchy. So they're not innocent to someone who has them or their family for sure. But, you know, no one's ever died from lice. No one's ever gone to the hospital for lice. So just hearing super lice makes them sound kind of a little more scary than they really are.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from concerned parents about the presence of these lice?
A few, not too many, but people have been calling, just kind of asking questions.
What kind of questions are they asking?
Usually people ask about kind of treatment options and what they should do kind of if they find lice in their kid's hair.
So you haven't had any crazy parents who are coming in like, My God, my kid's hair is full of lice,
I haven't had too many at all. And usually, I mean, the nurses take all the calls, so I'm sure they kind of deflect a lot of that. I haven't really had anyone come in, but I'm sure they're getting a couple calls here and there about it. But usually people are, I think, okay with it so far.
Online, it seems like pandemonium. It seems like parents are just freaking out.
I saw that video, the Facebook video I did. Everyone's like talking about all this stuff and this doesn't work and this never works. And, you know, we always just try to say no one's ever died from lice. You know, they're going to be okay. It's just annoying.
There is a stigma attached to it, though. I remember being a kid. I had a slumber party, and one of the kids at the slumber party had lice.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I didn't actually get the lice, but a number of the kids did, and it was a sort of undercover sort of thing. People really didn't want to talk about it.
Right. They're actually, you know, the AAP does recommend now that, you know, you don't send kids home for it, you know. They said that if you find it on the kid at school, they can finish out their day, go home and do some treatment, and come back to school the next day. Because they were trying not to keep kids out of school for too long just because of the lice. But I think kids are still getting sent home from it, so I think it doesn't matter. It's just what we recommend. So.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, other kids don't want to get the lice.
And
again, it does spread. It becomes this spreading of the shame. But at the same time, you're sort of marking the other kids with a scarlet letter.
Right. And that's also another reason that they don't. We also recommend, this is done all the time, too, is like the shaving off all the kids' hair. Because it actually hasn't really been proven that it really works at all. And it's embarrassing. And it kind of, again, is a scarlet letter. It's a mark that I have lice and now my hair is gone. So everyone knows it.
About how widespread are these little guys?
Lice in general are very widespread. I mean, I've heard that, you know, up to 20-25% of all kids will have lice at some point when they're kids. So it's definitely something many kids will have to deal with. As for the super lice, I know that they found these kind of lice in a number of states around the country.
So when we're talking about super lice over other lice, do we have a lot more to be concerned about there?
No, not really. And you should still try the regular over-the-counter lice treatment because by and large, those are generally still very effective. And, you know, most lice are susceptible to those over-the-counter medicines and they go away and they don't really cause problems. So there's not really anything more to be concerned of. You know, this has been something that's happened for a while. There's always lice that, for whatever reason, are resistant to the over-the-counter treatments, and then you just try a different treatment, and that one usually works. So it's something that's been around for a while. I think it's just gotten more kind of media attention recently.
What kind of things do you suggest parents use when they're trying to get rid of these lice?
So the first option you can always try, and definitely, you know, go through the hair and look to make sure. You know, you might see lice, you might see the nits, which are the little eggs of the lice kind of closer to the base of the hair. One kind of at-home thing you can always try is something called wet combing, which is where you get the hair kind of wet with either water, and then usually you recommend something kind of slippery. Like some people use like oil or something, but usually just like conditioner or something, as long as the hair is kind of slick. And then you just kind of go through it a few times very, you know, methodically with a fine-tooth comb and try to just comb out the lice, and sometimes that works fine. The next step, you could always try going to the store. They have products with permethrin or pyrethrin in it. Nix is kind of the popular brand name for that. And those are kind of shampoo-based treatments that you use a couple times, spread out over a few days to kind of help get rid of the lice.
So a lot of mothers have voiced concern about possible chemicals in over-the-counter shampoos like Nix, and have suggested using things like mayonnaise or olive oil and vinegar to remove lice and nits. I mean, does any of that actually work, or are you just making your kids' hair smell like a salad?
It might make them smell like a salad a little bit. I mean, it kind of fits with a little bit with the wet combing in that it gets the hair kind of wet, and some people say it kind of suffocates out the lice. I don't think there's been any studies to kind of prove that, but it's not harmful, you know, aside from the smell, I guess. So it's something if parents want to try. Some people talk about tea tree oil working really well. So that's always something you can try and see if it works. Because again, you know, if you try and it doesn't work, it's not going to cause any long-term damage. It's really just the discomfort and the itchiness of the lice.
Are there any at-home remedies that could cause long-term damage? Are there any dangerous home remedies?
I've heard of some that, like, people talk about, like, gasoline or kerosene in the hair.
Yeah.
Which is could lead to definitely, you know, some injury and flammable, so you always want to be careful with that. I think the more innocent, you know, olive oil and stuff like that is really not as harmful, but I've heard about the gasoline ones, too.
Something that's become pretty popular more recently with the presence of super lice are nit pickers, people who will go to your home or you go to them and they pick the lice out of your children's hair. How effective are nit pickers?
Yeah, I'm sure they're very effective. I just think that they cost a lot of money for something that probably costs a lot less that parents can do at home themselves. I'm sure they're very effective, though. I'm sure they have very good success rates. I just think they kind of cost a lot of money, and that might be, you know, a little more than parents really need to spend on this.
So what would you say to parents who are really concerned about this super lice, who are more concerned than they would have otherwise been?
Again, I just want to stress that the lice really aren't dangerous. They're annoying, they're uncomfortable, but they're not going to harm your child at all. And I still think we would definitely recommend, you know, you can start with the home remedy, start with the wet combings. You can use like the oils or the slick substances to try to wet comb it out. If that doesn't work, you can always try the over-the-counter things. And then if that doesn't work and this lice is still an issue, then you can always call their doctor and see if they need a more kind of prescription strength lice treatment. But there's lots of treatments out there, and you know, eventually we'll find something that works for them. But again, I want to stress that the really the best start is to go with either the home remedies or the over-the-counter medication.
Well, Dr. O'Reilly, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake
Effect.
No problem.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Michael O'Reilly is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. He spoke with Lake Effect producer Joy Powers.
If they call your scalp to home, you should buy a fine tooth comb. You could even shave your head. Sorry about your dreads. Just think of them as friends who are eating your split ends. Cause I think you have a case of head lice.